This is Health Matters with a question for you. Are gardeners healthier? Healthier than non-gardeners? That would be a broad generalization. Yet studies confirm that gardeners are indeed healthier. And it's not just because home gardeners grow their own vegetables and fruits and because they get to eat fresh vegetables and fruit that are as fresh as you can get them. That is part of it. But there are other reasons why gardeners are a healthier bunch.
Research documents multiple ways in which gardeners stay healthy. A big one is that gardening reduces stress. People with stressful jobs who garden have measurably better moods. They also have measurably lower cortisol levels.
Cortisol is the hormone that courses through the body whenever it's stressed. A person with chronically elevated cortisol levels is at risk for everything from weakened immunity to heart disease, obesity, and problems with learning and memory. Gardeners not only have lower levels of cortisol, they have higher levels of self-esteem and better quality of sleep and enjoy life more.
The human body flourishes under the natural balance of fresh air, sunlight, and physical activity that gardening provides. Sunlight enables the body to manufacture vitamin D. Experts claim the U.S. population is currently experiencing an epidemic of vitamin D deficiency, so getting that daily dose of vitamin D is a priority. Just gardening for 10 minutes during midday hours will provide enough vitamin D to reduce the risks of heart disease, osteoporosis, and various cancers. Too much time indoors is at the root of many health problems, as is too much sitting. Doctors recommend gardening as a good form of moderate intensity exercise, which means you can garden at just about any age. For people over 60, even 2.5 hours a week of gardening cuts the risk of stroke, heart attack, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, colon cancer, and premature death. The risk is cut by 30%.
And the interesting thing about gardening is that once you start it, you tend to expend more time at it than at activities like walking or biking. It doesn't feel like something you have to do for a certain amount of time on a regular basis. At the same time, the benefits of gardening are similar to those from other exercise regimes. It burns calories and contributes to weight management.
In gardening, you can use your arms and hands more than a lot of other exercise activities, which is no small thing as you get older. After the age of 60, hand strength tends to diminish, which gradually narrows the range of activities that are possible or pleasurable. Gardening improves hand strength and dexterity. It keeps hand muscles vigorous and agile. This is important. The longer we're stronger, the longer we can be self-sufficient and carry on with a full life. Same with mental dexterity. The mind sharpness does not have to decline with age. In fact, elders who are still sharp as a tack are often the most insightful of all, because they have so much experience to draw on.
One study that followed about 3,000 older adults for 16 years found that daily gardening provided the single biggest risk reduction for dementia, which seems amazing in a way. But when you think about it, gardening involves many critical life functions: strength, endurance, dexterity, learning, problem solving, and sensory awareness. So the benefits derived from gardening stem from the synthesis of these various functions. The old finding that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Another benefit of gardening is a stronger immune system. In part, it's the vitamin D the summer sun provides, which is so essential to immune function. But it's also the dirt under the fingernails. There is a friendly soil bacteria that is very common in garden dirt. We can inhale it, absorb it through our skin, or ingest bits of it with our vegetables. This bacteria alleviates allergies, asthma, and psoriasis, all of which stem from the compromised immune system. This particular bacteria has also been shown to alleviate depression.
How the immune system interacts with brain function is another subject, one we'll return to in a future broadcast.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potin, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Emily Marshall and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.